from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour from New Jersey Transit to DEI policies. The four Republican candidates running to be New Jersey's next governor, Jack Cettarelli, John Bramnick, Bill Spadia, and Ed Durr, participated in a very spirited debate at Rider University Tuesday. And while the candidates did spar at times, they also agreed on some things, like the fact that New Jersey's school funding formula is broken. Here is Ed Durr.
We have way too many districts in this state. We have actually a district that doesn't even have school in Hinella. And this is the bloat that New Jersey has. We have a waste of money.
The four also agreeing that New Jersey needs to end its status of being a sanctuary state. To find out more about each of the candidates' positions on some of the New Jersey's most pressing issues, you're listening to Eric all morning long, but you can also go to nj1015.com. State officials say New Jersey added more than 19,000 new voters last month, but Democrats lost some 2,000 members from their rolls. The latest voter registration data shows Republicans adding more than 10,000 registrants last month. The number of unaffiliated voters grew by about 11,000. President Trump's borders are threatening to prosecute New Jersey's Democratic governor. This after Phil Murphy implied he was sheltering an illegal immigrant in a garage apartment at his Middletown home and dared the feds, quote, to try to get her. That comment made by Murphy at a progressive forum in Montclair over the weekend. Tom Homan said Monday night such an action would violate the law. Governor's spokesperson, however, is now walking back the comment, telling news reporters that Murphy never actually made the offer to the woman and that she never moved in. So the governor was just simply relaying a conversation he had had with his wife about someone he knew who was in the U.S. legally but was worried about her status. Turning a permit into a license is becoming a little more complicated for your kid. As of this month, the Garden State has a new rule that mandates practice driving hours before earning a license is possible. You'll have to certify those practice hours did actually occur.
Anyone under age 21 who earns a permit on or after February 1st needs to log 50 hours of practice driving before becoming eligible for a license. 10 of those hours need to occur when it's dark outside.
This puts New Jersey in line now with the 47 other states that previously had practice hour requirements.
Tracy Noble with AAA Mid-Atlantic says starting August 1st, the MVC will require that a certification form be handed in during the licensure process, signed by the supervising driver. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 9:03. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 9:09. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
24 hours from now, we're going to have a variety of icy and wet conditions across New Jersey. Here's how things will play out for you. Mostly cloudy and cold during the day. Highs in the lower to mid-30s with a few snow showers possible. And then snow shower activity really picks up late this evening, becoming steadier overnight and transitioning to icy mix. Sleet and freezing rain could cause a very slippery condition on the roads. Tomorrow morning, icy mix turns to plain rain, wrapping up around early afternoon. Cloudy tomorrow, mid-30s north, mid-40s south. New Jersey weather made possible by Fontes Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Protect your home and prevent costly plumbing repairs. Get your plumbing safety and reliability inspection with Fontes right now for only $29. Visit Fontes, PHVAC.com, to schedule an appointment.
Right now, Sussex, 19 degrees. It's 29 in Trenton, Egg Harbor Township, 32. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey, 101.5.
Join the conversation.